First off, we are the largest gold and silver resource endowment in the Great Basin, just sitting at 7.1 million ounces gold equivalent. For people that don't know the Great Basin, it's a geological province that covers southern Idaho, western Utah, pretty much all of Nevada, and a little bit of eastern California. If that was a country, it would be the fifth largest gold producer in the world. Not only that, between our two projects, our flagship projects, Nevada North and DeLamar, that host the 7.1 million ounces, we have about $1 billion, just shy of $1 billion of net asset value at 2,000. You know, you could run it at 2,350 and it'll be substantially higher than that. But that's as high as our sensitivity tables go. So, you know, high level, that's kind of where we're at. With DeLamar, we'll have a feasibility out at the end of the year. And our Nevada North project, we just kicked off our true exploration program, which is turning out to be quite exciting.
Let's talk about the team that you put together for all of this. It's one of the biggest questions or best questions I always get asked is bet on the team, if you would. They can have a great asset, as you do. They can have a great jurisdiction, which is one of the best in the world, is what you do. But tell me about the team, the experience that you guys are bringing to the table.
Yeah, you know, I've been very lucky my whole career, to be quite honest, to be surrounded with great mentors from the likes of Eric Sprott and Sean Roosen that mentored me through this whole process. You know, from our team, we've done this four times in the last 15 years, delivered over $2.5 billion to shareholders. So the first one we did was Côté Gold. From conceptual idea that we had, you know, drilling under the lake, it is now, we sold the Dime Gold for $624 million, and it is now the third largest gold deposit in Canada. The first Integra, again, conceptual idea, the old Lamaque mine, turned that into, you know, a few million ounces and sold it to Eldorado for $624 million. And then the last most recent one was the Cariboo Gold Project, which we had to completely overhaul everything and put up over 7 million ounces and sold it to Osisko for $324 million. So really, our specialty as a team is really going into brownfields camps or mature camps and looking at the geology, looking at the engineering, and using our real skill set to optimize that, or look for new controls of mineralization to kind of return shareholder capital. And you know, we've done it four times in the last 15 years, and some of the most major discoveries in North America have been made by our team.